This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about helping the helpless. I have a guest that's coming on, and we're going to find out what we can do to help the helpless. Proverbs 19:17 says that whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deeds. This verse reflects what Auntie Nay does on a daily basis. She was raised by her grandparents, who began the community outreach by serving community meals, taking in kids after school, serving as a safe haven in the neighborhood. Over the years, she and her family have raised dozens of children. Youth are nurtured and supported with the after-school snacks, food, clothing, educational and creative activities, school supplies, and toys. Hot meals are served to the hungry and homeless, and the garden and pantry provides nutritious food for families in need. The house also serves as a safe place for women and children looking to leave dangerous situations. This is what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk with my guest, Auntie Nay. Auntie Nay, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm blessed this evening, and yourself?
Oh, I am the same. And first of all, I want to thank you for for coming on the show, because I think you have a lot of information that you can tell us. And
well, first of all, I am honored that you invited me.
Oh, no, the honor is mine. Trust me. I just want you to tell us what it is that, you know, we can do for you, me and my listeners. But first of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about who Auntie Nay is. So can you tell us
Auntie,
a little bit about yourself?
Well, Auntie Nay is you. Auntie Nay is the sister, the mother, the grandmother, the auntie, the next door neighbor. Auntie Nay is the same person that gets up in the morning and gives praise to the Lord like everyone else and start her day in believing she can make a difference in this world by the simplest things.
That is fabulous. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Your grandparents started this?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My grandparents were the kind that grew up under that. The neighbors were your babysitters. The neighbors were the family members that got at you if you got caught doing wrong. But the neighbors were that unity and that solidified that community. So as
yeah,
I grew up, I grew up watching them take. Oh, no, of course not. It's too many. I got to look out for me and mine and take care of me and mine. Can't take others in consideration or it'll take away from me and mine. But I was blessed to grow up in an era where everyone was you and yours.
Well, you know, it takes a village. It really does.
Amen.
People don't understand.
Amen, and I grew up in that.
Anything to my child, and my child don't have to do anything you say, and, you know, that's about where we are today. But
Yes, ma'am. That's the era that our children are growing up in, and that's the reason why our children don't believe in respecting most of the folks or most of the
absolutely.
Community leaders, period, because they don't believe they have to listen to nothing nobody says.
That's true. Even the teachers.
That's right. That is why, because of that, those circumstances and situations, they believe that they should not listen to anything and anybody. But we grew up in an era where you listened to the mailman. You grew up listening to the man at the corner store. It could have been Mr. Drunk Smith on the corner. If he said get off that corner as you were walking by, you got off that corner as you were walking by.
Yeah, not only that, we had policemen that lived in the neighborhoods. And if they caught you doing something wrong, they wouldn't take you to jail. They'd take you home.
They would take you home. And the embarrassment of being brought home by a neighbor, but a police officer neighbor, well, let's just say sometimes that tanning of that hide was the second thought of you.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about the house that you're in. You've been in the house for about 50 years?
Well, I grew up in this house. My grandparents raised me here. I've raised my children here. And I'm now raising my grandchildren here. Even in raising my children, it was the community home then. As I grew up here, my grandparents, it was the community home even then, from taking in people to making sure children got Christmas gifts to gathering the kids up and taking them out to Cass Lake, all kinds of different things and events.
Okay. So you're doing all
so
of
growing up in that. I'm
no,
sorry?
Go ahead.
I said, so growing up under that era, it just kind of stuck to me. It was just knowing that you were always supposed to do and give to those that stood in need. And that's what I tried to do.
Okay. Now, are you living, I'm not familiar with that side of town on the west side. So do you have a lot of boarded up homes?
Well, actually, on the west side of Detroit, most like everywhere, there is the remnants of, well, our city, what was once, what we once had, what we once loved of the city. Those houses, the neighbors, the neighborhoods. Well, like most of Detroit, that's gone. And as it is over in my area, too, that's gone. With that being as such, I've been blessed, thanks to a Crestin. And others to be able over here. We have them and place programs as well as residents back into those homes, as well as using alternate spaces in those residents as emergency.
Okay, you're fading in and out.
Hear me
now?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. So again,
You said you received a grant from Kresge.
Yes, ma'am. We got a grant. We won one of the Kresge Grant Foundation's grants, along with donations and fundraisings and donors that participate in the many different ways that they're able to help you at Auntie Nae's house. And with that, we've been able to purchase these homes, rehab them, run the programs out of them, which are all being ran out of my own home at the present, as well as being able to place residents in homes along with giving emergency shelter for those that stand in need.
Oh, okay. So you have one of the homes fixed up for that specifically?
Actually, there is one of the residents that's completely rehabbed and fixed up. Miss Jackie and Miss Shaw are the forever residents that reside there. But on top of that, they also are running our clothing program. I like to call them our little sassy ladies. They get to put the clothing together and figure out what looks good and what's nice, and along with helping some of the other children learn how to work and really about something that they have.
Okay, Auntie Nae, you're fading out again.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Are you driving?
I'm driving, yes ma'am. I'm driving, but my I'm using my headphones, so I thought you would be able to hear me better with that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear me better? Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot better now.
Oh,
but
I'm so sorry.
If I'm not mistaken, haven't you been on television?
Yes, ma'am. I've been on that as well a couple of times. I was that crazy lady that believed in putting food and clothing down on the corner to her community free of charge and was taking people in and giving them shelter back here during the winter time that folks was wondering about the people I was picking up and taking in. That would have been me, yes, ma'am.
Oh, so you were the crazy lady.
Yes, I was that crazy lady that was just taking people in here and there.
Okay. That is such a good thing because from what I can see, that would have to take a lot out of your life to do that for someone else.
And again, not really, because if you stop and think about it, if you got a roof over your head, you got more than many. If you're able to feed yourself, you got more than enough. If you have clothes to wear daily and can change, you have all that you need. Well, I've taken that I have, which can be more than I need in cases, and given it back. And with just that little bit, to get others to come along that believes, like I believe, that giving just that little bit back makes a tremendous difference in someone's life. Your little that you have means a lot to someone that have not. So I just give that little back.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I'm going to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want you to tell us about some of your success stories.
Well, I think the greatest success stories is knowing that the community has come together to see this being done. That's the greatest success story.
Okay, that's a good thing if you got other people helping you. But I'm going to take
a
break right now, and I'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking tonight with my guest, Auntie Nay, who is a very big deal in her neighborhood because she's helping a lot of people in a lot of different areas. And I'd like to know, Auntie Nay, do you have, like, psychologists and different things like that to help your people that come to you for whatever reason? You have contact?
Well, mostly, most of the help that I have has been, as far as medical and things like that, have been through the assistance of Wayne State Medical Students. But we've been blessed to be outsourced through other organizations and programs that we've been able to refer those who come to us to, so that they may be able to gain whatever assistance and help that we can't assist them with. But for the most part, we've been able to offer them the shelter that they need to get back on their feet. Our clothing program has helped keep them clothed. Our food program has kept them in with the food that has been required. And with many of them, just knowing that somebody is there, not judging but helping, has made most of the difference in many of the battles that many of our mothers alone have had to fight.
So you have maybe contacts that you can send the people to in case they need insurance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
We do referrals in any way, form, or fashion that we can. And sometimes, again, we may end up referring you back to an organization that you have already tried. But under the referral of, or sometimes just the extra person crying out for you a little louder than you, we're able to get you into some of the other programs that you ordinarily might not have been able to get into. But referring you is the first thing we try to do to make sure that whatever your need is being met. You're not walking away with nothing.
And you don't discriminate, right?
Oh, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'll say again, my family is a mixed generation of. I dare not discriminate against your race, your economic background. I care less about what your sexual preference is. Those things are things you deal with on a daily basis, society. Let me help you help yourself with the things that I can help you with. Those things are not for me to deal with.
Okay. So, you know, from what you're saying, you're kind of a big deal, right?
I don't know about a big deal. No. I think you're trying to put honor that's not due. Because I'll say again, a lot of what takes place over there at Auntie Nay's house takes place through the love and support of the community, the love and support of the babies that come through there, the college students, those that come there and sought help and come back to help others. So it's not Auntie Nay. Auntie Nay is just a lady that's crazy enough to believe that we can come together and do it and give everybody the means and the place to come together and do it.
That's kind of, that is really nice. And I know you get some flack from some folks, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, no good deed goes unturned. Now, I got neighbors that's not happy about me bringing homeless folks over in there. I get complaints about the folks that's coming to get the food boxes and parking across the street in front of somebody's house. So, you know, no good deed goes unturned. And I've been even told, why do I keep bringing them unsortly kind? And I say, well, how unsortly is it if it's your auntie or your uncle or your sister or your niece or nephew?
Right.
So I don't see it as an unsortly kind. I see it as a loved one's kind. And that's my kind of person. So, again, even when I get the bruises and the black eyes from the gripes and the complaints, and I don't mean physical. Don't get it confused, auntie. They don't take them kind. But I still say that you never know. Everyone's a paycheck away from being homeless.
Absolutely.
Everyone is just a case being cut off from being without food. You never know life circumstances, situations that can lead you down that path. So don't turn a blind eye, because you might be the one looking through that glass mirror next time.
That's true. Okay, well, let's talk about the children. You take them in after school? Is that what it is?
Well, again, we're not a daycare. We don't do child care. And I preferably prefer all my babies be potty trained. But for the most part, before you leave them babies at home, or before you leave them at a car, or you stuck somewhere and the babies, bring the babies over there. They get free meals. They get after-school activities. They get tutoring with the Wayne State students. And during the summertime, we offer them a little summer camp program. They can come over there, hang out, have fun, and everything is free. They get to make friends over in there. Sometimes we can take them out on field trips if funds are available. But for the most part, they got someone that's there that's overseeing them, but helping you see your way through with your children. So we offer all of the above.
Oh, that's fantastic. But you're not a daycare. So everything is free,
no,
right?
Everything is free. We don't get a dime for anything over in here. All you get is a bunch of old ladies watching your babies. I call us the old hen crew, but that's okay. We are all right with that anyway. At least we know our babies are being taken care of.
So you help them with their homework and
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Get them homework, get them fed after school, get them some activities, and from time to time have to give them some redirections. But, again, giving them the love and the structure that many of our babies today need. And that extra set of eyes to help you through raising your babies, too.
So the parents, you assist them in job hunting? How does that work?
Yes, we do. We will not only assist you as trying to find a job, we will also allow you to use the computer and have access to the internet so that you are able to do job searches. We'll watch the baby so you can go on your job searches and your job interviews. I know sometimes that can be a hindrance for you. If available and means make and we're able to make way, we'll try to transport you to and from if we can. The whole objective is to help you help yourself. We're that bridge to help you over those troubled waters.
Okay. That's kind of nice. So some of the people that come to you, do you provide sleeping quarters for them overnight?
During the winter months, what we offer is emergency shelter, and we stipulate it as that because, again, some nights it's not as bad as other nights. And what we say on the real worst of nights is find a spot, cop a squat. It's better to be indoors where there's utilities and there are others around you than to be sleeping in a car where you're barely able to rest and your babies and you are in danger, or in an abandoned house where there are no utility services and you and the babies are struggling up in a vacant, abandoned house. We will make a spot for you and those babies and try to do what we can to accommodate you.
So how do you get your word out? Can you give my listeners your website and your number so that
Well, mostly it's word of mouth, believe it or not. And in the last 5 years, word of mouth has been more than enough for Auntie Nays. But I often say, if you're inquiring about Auntie Nays, it's kind of like that song goes, don't ask the neighbors, call me. 313-808-8940. Again, 313-808-8940. Auntie Nay always answers her calls. And I will do everything I say I will do to try to help you help yourself.
Okay. Can you give us your website as well?
You can also find me at auntienayshouse@gmail.com. You can pull us up at auntienays.org. And we're also on Facebook. You can find Auntie Nays Harvesting Unity or Auntie Nays on Facebook. So please feel free, and believe it or not, unlike many, we have an open door policy. You're welcome to stop by 12028 Yellowstone and come and hang out on that cornerstone of Yellowstone with us at any point in time.
Okay. I'm going to have to come over there and check you guys out, but I really need
to. Well, feel free, because you might have to come over there and work in this garden with us and get some of those green tomatoes that we got left.
Okay. All right now.
It's an open invite.
I just need to bring you some clothes that I think somebody would be able to use. I have a caller right now who has a question or wants to make a comment. Caller, you're on the air with Auntie Nay.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I would just like to ask a question, Auntie Nay. In servicing people, I worked for welfare for about 37 years, but in servicing people and helping them, I know the responsibility is great, but is there some time that you have to tell a person that you can't help them, maybe because of their attitude, they expect it for you to be there, you know, the certain attitudes that people display?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, as I often tell them, I'm not the Lord. I'm a human being. I can only do what the Lord makes means for me to do. So I'm not perfect. By no means, and I cannot help everyone, but I will try to send you to someone who may be able to help you, even if I can't. I'd rather try to send you to someone who may be able to than to do like everyone else is possibly about done in your life anyway, dismissed you.
Do you feel that, I know you've heard this saying, people will buy what they want, use their money for what they want, but beg for what they need. Is it wrong? You know, run into the circumstances like that all the time. I mean, a lot of times.
I do. I watch those come up there in nice new cars with jewelry all up and collect the free stuff off there. I watch those that come up there and get food boxes that I know probably won't need that box. But that's not my call. That's between them and God. I let him deal with them on that. I can't let that be what stains my heart and what I do, because it'll make me hard-hearted, and I'll become disinvaluable with what I do, and I can't allow that to be part of who I am. That's not what I'm in this for.
Okay, now, in servicing people, you know, there was a time when, like you said, we grew up in a neighborhood where the neighborhood took care of any and everything, you know. We watch the children, you know, like you say, it takes a village. And we grew up like that. But now there's so many rules, governmental rules coming in on so many things. You know, like the pastor, I was at a funeral this past weekend, and he said, you know, we never had to go to the courts in order to take care of an abandoned child. We just took them on in and raised them with our own. That was how black people did during that time. But now there's so many rules and regulations and so many laws. What you're trying to do, how does it fit in with, do you have to make application with you or all this, or sign certain papers and things of that nature?
Well, of course, we have progress, a process that you have to go through. But as I often tell folks, your business is all your business is not my business. I'm not CPS and I'm not welfare. I'm just trying to feed you, clothe you, and if necessary, offer you emergency shelter. And again, keep in mind how many of the other shelters offer you shelter. I'm not them. I can't do like they do, and I'm not trying to do like they do. I do what I do.
Uh-huh.
So there is a form that you have to fill out. There's an authorization form. There's a form of release. Yes, all that red tape that they now say that we have to do in order to take care of babies that we've been known to take care of, because that's how we've been known to do things. Again,
yes, I agree with you.
It doesn't change that if you come to that door, and that's the point about Auntie Nay's house being my home. You can't tell me who I can't open my door and offer shelter to. You can't tell me who I can't open my door and sit around my dining room table. We have cousins and nephews and aunties of uncles that always come over and spend the night at Auntie Nay's house. We'll make room for you.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. But I was just thinking of sort of the way the laws are going now. They come in, even they're coming on a lot of what the churches have been doing. And
I understand now that they're giving most of the control of things such as to the churches now. They want most of these community programs back up under the churches and things now. So little programs such as mine's, well, we're considered those old ma and pa programs again. And I'm not sure where we fit in at, but I can assure you that I'm not going nowhere yet. So you might have to just include me in some way, somehow, because it doesn't change what's in my heart to do for those that make their way to me.
Well, thanks for answering those questions for me.
You're welcome, and have
thank
a blessed
you,
evening, and thank you for calling in and listening. See, I told you, Miss White, you are an awesome lady.
Well, if you say so, but I think you're the one. Are you okay, Miss Payne?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Apparently, I'm stuck right here on 6 Mile in the traffic of all these wonderful bike riders that's rolling down through our city today, this evening. I guess it's a bike thing going, but they've got all of 6 Mile taken up. So I'm just sitting here watching the beautiful lights go by. Part of the new Detroit, as we were discussing before. This is what they call part of the new Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. I know you supply the food. Is it something like a food kitchen? You serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Is that it?
No. What it is that in the mornings we just cook up breakfast. And I'll say again, if you happen to be one of those that's lucky to come through and enjoy some of Mr. Zeke or Mrs. Smith's breakfast, well, I need not say no more. You're coming back. If you happen to be one of those that come through during the time that we're fixing lunch, well, there's enough on the plate for you, too. And if you're blessed to be one of those that happen to be around during our monthly bazaars and you get in on some barbecue, wow, you're lucky, too. So as you come through, I'll say again, our doors are open and you're welcome.
Well, I see you have a lot of things going on over there.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Auntie Nay's house. You keep
busy. It's built as a village concept, but the concept behind the village is the villagers. The villagers are the ones that get to cook these wonderful meals. The villagers are the ones that put together the wonderful outfits and are active with the children. The villagers are the ones that make sure that when you come through there, you get that sense of being at home and being welcome. Again, Auntie Nay is just supplying the place for you to have those things at.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take another break. And caller, hold on. I'll get back to you after the break.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial.
Yes,
if you add a child right to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We'll be right back after these messages. Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you. We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and my guest this evening is Auntie Nay, who is just an all-around helper. She helps everybody. She feeds you, she clothes you, and she'll give you a place to stay. So callers, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, just press the 1 on your phone, and you'll be streaming live with Auntie Nay. And right now, I have another caller. Caller, you're on with Auntie Nay.
Hi, hello, Jenny White and Auntie Nay. I had a question. Do you house men at the house as well? Do you help men, or is it just ladies and children?
Well, good evening, and again, thank you for listening and calling in. We will accept men at what we are now opening as a free medical clinic. We have an area there that we can take 3 men at a time there. Again, it's not a shelter for you to seek out permanent residence. We offer it during the winter months when the nights are the worst. And we ask that you keep in mind that we're not trying to give you permanent residency, but just that emergency shelter to shelter you throughout the night. But, yes, we will. We can take up to 3 to 5 men during those nights at that particular home.
Okay, very good. Now, I tuned in late, so you may have covered. How did you get into it? How did you get started doing this?
Well, as I said, I grew up over there on the cornerstone of Yellowstone. And as me and his wife was discussing, we grew up in an area where there were not nearly homeless. Everyone knew everyone, and you were either staying at the house of a friend, a family, or a loved one, but you were family. And to grow up in that era, it was special, and you were remarkably blessed to know what that was. I got a chance to know what that was. And looking at an era where this me, mine, and myself, it left so many folks feeling just like that they were out here alone. I couldn't take it anymore. I seen that I was able to have a few rooms in my house after my children grew up. And even before then, we used to take folks in. I grew up under that. So how could I not give it back when it's what I grew up in? My grandparents took me in. That's how I became that part of Cornerstone of Yellowstone. So I offered back what I was receiving.
Yeah, it takes special people to do what you're doing. And, you know, God bless you.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he is, you know, because it's definitely a need. And have you applied for grants? Do you take donations? You know, what type
of things?
Well,
yes, sir. We are ran off of donations mostly. We were blessed last year to receive a Kresge's grant, which allowed us to create our medical clinic, which is what we offer. One of our programs is a free medical clinic, which spun off of our free bazaars every month where we were offering free blood pressure, glucose testing, things like that. In the process of that, with that grant, thanks to some special students of mine, we were able to purchase one of the homes on the block and turn it into a free medical clinic.
Well, with that free medical clinic as it stands, we use part of that space as our resource area for the community, but as well as an area that we're able to, as I said, house men during those winter months so that we're able to give them emergency shelter as well. And with those grants and the donations from the communities and others, we're able to sustain.
Very good. How long have you been doing this?
Ooh, well, my grandparents were doing it before me. So I just kind of feel like I picked up and just took off where they left off from. But Auntie Nay's house has officially been up and going ever since 2010. In 2014, we had a fire that wiped out everything, and we actually thought it was over with. The doors were closed. My home was going to be lost. But the community came together, and others came together, and my college babies from Oberlin and family and loved ones, and our 90-year-old veteran, Mr. Pugh and Mr. Zeke, and so many that I probably couldn't even speak of, and my young man Jackson, I call him my Josh, they got on board, and from the ground up, we put Auntie Nay's house back together. And from that point on, Auntie Nay's house, out of the ashes we shall rise, has risen to where we are now. We are the proud owners of five of the homes over there on the block. We got three up and going, and two we're in the midst of trying to get up and going. We've got one home that we'd like to turn into our food nutrition program, where, as you were asking, Miss White, we can have a full commercial kitchen. So we can get some folks on over in there to help out with some of this cooking and putting together some meals.
Okay.
That's awesome. So let me ask you, what do you see in the future for Auntie Nay's? What's on your wish list?
That Auntie Nay will soon be able to sit back in her house and just walk around in a house coat after 11 in the morning? I don't know.
Okay.
No, to be able to see me, yeah, I know. My days start at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it keeps pushing as I am now. But, no, to be able to see that not just the community running that, but the students applying themselves even more into something that they can plant seeds and watch grow, start programs that need to be brought back, that have been lost, not just to them, but to the generations up under them. If someone don't rehash these things again, if we don't start planting these seeds of love back into our babies again.
Very good. Well, you know, God bless you. Definitely a ray of sunshine, you know, in a time that's needed, and you're helping a lot of people. You're blessing a lot of people, and like I say, this is I guess you're the best kept secret. For those that didn't know, now they know.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Well, and I say again,
well-kept secret.
I'm not that blessed of a person. It doesn't take very much to open your door and tell somebody here's a room for you to stay. It doesn't take anything to put items that you no longer use or want and sit them out in a crate or on a table in front of your home. To babysit and watch a kid going to and from school just to make sure they're safely to and from. To help that young mother.
I'm sure you had some bad experiences with some of those things.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Again, no good deed goes unturned. I often tell folks, don't get it twisted now. Auntie Nay ain't Auntie Nay for no reason. 8 days to 80, Medea, move over. I can teach you a thing or two. Don't come wrong, because Auntie Nay will help you get through here right now. I ain't been over there on that cornerstone to Yellowstone all this time for nothing.
Okay. You'll straighten them out, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And I'll say again, I've gotten cussed out. I've had folks try to tear up stuff. I've had to ask folks to leave. I've gone through those situations and those circumstances. I've had unhappy parents. They don't like the way you talk to their children, or they don't want nobody saying nothing to their children. And I'll tell them again, on that cornerstone to Yellowstone, the only thing the children run is their legs. Everything else, I run. So...
for the most part, again, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of structure, but there is also the assertiveness of disciplining and rules and regulations and responsibilities to be taken seriously as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take another commercial. Are you good, caller?
Yes, thank you very much.
Did you have anything else?
Well, you can take a break, and I'm sure I can come up with some other things.
Okay,
see how interesting you are, Miss White. See how much you're loved. You're quite well.
Well, what I'm going to do right now before I take a break, I have another caller who has a question or would like to make a comment. Caller, you're on the air with Auntie Nay. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi, yes, I have a comment. Can you hear me okay?
Can you give us your name and where you're from?
Absolutely. My name is Andrea Malone, and I'm from Detroit.
Well, hi, Andrea, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Hi, well, I know that lovely voice. I know that lovely voice. I know that young lady. In fact, I have her daughter with me now as she calls me Grandma. What an awesome joy. You said one of my greatest stories and achievements. Well, that would be one right there.
Yes. Okay. Can I, Auntie Nay, can I extol your virtues, my sister? Hi, Miss White. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How you doing? And thanks
good,
for
good.
Calling.
Good. I'm blessed. You're welcome.
Right.
Thank you for having me. I just want to say that Auntie Nay has been, and she's a sister to me now, so it's kind of weird to say that. And my daughter calls her grandma, so you figure it out. But at any rate, Auntie Nay's health has been a godsend since my daughter was, I don't know, about 3 or 4, perhaps 5. I'm not sure, but at least that long. She's 13 now. At any rate, I can't say enough about Auntie Nay's health. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to start with the fact that she has my daughter looking at school, colleges and how to manage meetings and fill out forms and money saving and due diligence. She has my daughter being very responsible, and I think in part my daughter has a 3.5 grade average because Auntie Nay don't play. She will have you on the computer, and she will, you know, she feeds your mind, your soul, and your body. So I can't say enough about this woman. She extols blessings. She's like a beacon of light, if I may say so. You know.
Okay, Miss Lady. You got me blushing over here, Miss Dre. You got me blushing now.
It's true. We love her. The whole community loves her. And in fact, I want her to be loved by the world because I see it in her. You know, she is in her. You know, she doesn't turn away anybody. Even if she fusses, she'll tell you, stop that fussing. What you want to eat now? What you need? So, yes,
okay.
Ma'am. She's a wonderful woman.
I think so. I think so. Just from her talking and what she said tonight, I am really happy that she decided to come on to my show.
Yes, yes. Look like you could be exclusive. And her medical center, you know, her medical center is doing wonderful, too. I can't wait to see that flourish as well. You know, I think my sister needs a whole campus or something, a big old area with bright new buildings.
Oh, my. Ain't I busy enough now? I don't get home until 9, 10 o'clock.
Would that be
nice?
Y'all,
that would have been
much for me. I want to apologize for that. You can sit back and, you know, let us do it. You know, I'll be in the kitchen. I'll come back and be a chef, you know. But yeah,
and Miss Dre used to be one of the volunteers that cooked over there in the kitchen for Auntie Nay's house. In fact, while she's bragging about me, Dre started off with needing emergency shelter at one point in time for a moment. And it went from that to that lady applying her hands to the land to, as she said, her daughter now calls me grandma and stay with me most of the time. And that's what I bring. I'm hoping that folks will see that is there on that cornerstone of Yellowstone. Yes, that once yes. you come there, you find yourself feeling like you're a family.
You're not just somebody there,
but you're somebody that's a member of a family. Like a finger on that hand, you play a part in what takes place over there. Dre stood her ground. She became a cook there. When she left there, God blessed us with Miss Queen. Miss Queen started becoming the cook over in there. Now Miss Queen has moved on, and we've got Miss Smith, who's found her need over in here, and that's the point, to take and plant those seeds, but to be able to see how you grow and develop from that and nourish from that to become not just a villager now, but you're part of the village that's reaching out to help another villager.
That's right. There's not a time that a hand is not needed at Auntie Nay's house, nor is it not appreciated, because we need all, Auntie Nay's house needs all hands, and all hands do be on deck. We readily help the community at Auntie Nay's house. There's nothing that I go out there and feed the chickens if I have to, and pull up the, or put some mulch in there. In the mulcher, or dig up some potatoes and cabbage, yes, and go cook it up. I sure will.
And again, they say over there with me, I'm always finding something to be done, because it's nothing that don't need to be done. But again, that's part of what you find over in there. You need it. You want it. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, you want it. May it just be your conversation at the talk around the table. You want it. You're needed. Your input. You're welcome. And that's what we've got to bring back as we look around at each other, making each other feel needed and wanted and welcome. We build these apartments and these condos with these high rises and these walls between us, and we don't have that neighborly love anymore, because you don't sit outside and talk with that neighbor anymore. You don't watch that neighbor and those children go to and from school anymore. Together. Those things are being lost in the transition of the new and the old. Well, I say new or old, being needed, wanted, and loved never goes out of style.
May I just say, when the phrase "it takes a village" comes to mind, Auntie Nay's house is that village. She's that harvest, you know, the United States. She's about a unity. You know, and harvesting. It all ties up, and she just wraps it up in a nice red bow, and you take it, and you love it, and you run with it, and you embrace it, and you come back, and you give. You know, she's the type of woman that, well, let me help somebody too. You know, I, yes, please and thank you, Ms. Nay. Continue on in your success, and your God has blessed this woman. To whoever's listening, Ms. White, God has blessed this woman with the abilities and the capabilities and the understanding to know that everybody is different, and she can see you too. Oh, that woman can see you around the corner. I'm just going to say that. I see you talking to the children. You know, I saw what you did. They feel so guilty because Auntie Nate, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Auntie Nate can see what you're doing, and she's going to correct you, and they know they did wrong, so they come to her, and they talk about it with her. And they correct the problem, and they're going on, and everything's all right, and they don't do it no more. Yes, please. Thank you, Auntie Nay. You're awesome.
Thank you, Ms. Drake. I thank you, hon. I thank you.
Thank you. And one more note, and I'm going to let y'all go. My daughter is so much better for knowing and meeting her grandma. That's not Auntie Nay to her. She's grandma.
How old is your daughter?
She just turned 13, August the 12th. And she's been with her since she was about 5, I believe.
Actually, yes, she was 5 years old when I first met you guys in that food line. She was five years old. And my grandson, James Brown, who's autistic, he met that little girl, and he just fell for her. And she's been his sister, cousin ever since. But yeah. See, and giving kids the sense of that kind of true love that's unconditional, that's real, is what we've got to put back in our babies. They deal exactly. with the ugliness of this world at such young ages. Just to be able to go out and know the trueness of being a child, mm-hmm. well, that's what I hope to give them back. I know they've got to be redirected and they need to be nurtured and they've got to be guided. But how about just letting them be children most of all? Most of them have to watch other siblings. Most of them dealing with most of the mean monsters aren't on TV but in the households. Many of them have to deal with the harshness of schools. Why not just allow them to deal with the love and the joy of being a child?
Okay.
They grow up fast enough. That's what I really want to try to give children, the ability to be children. If you want to believe in the tooth fairy, I'll stick the dollar up under your pillow. But know that the tooth fairy is Auntie Nay here and there. If you want to believe that there is somebody out there that's the Santa Claus, well, believe that the Santa Claus are the people that love you. But believe that there is something to hold faith of goodness in. Our babies are being robbed of that so early in age and so fast.
That's true. That's true.
Renee, just like you had said earlier that James is autistic, but you and I, you know, we teach our children and Destiny treats him just like anybody else and he acts like anybody else and he's all right because autistic children are our babies and we have to envelop their
they
love.
Love too.
We have to give them, you know. And so
that's
our
right.
two babies, they are inseparable now. James Brown and Destiny Wallace, I'm going to shout y'all out. They're inseparable, and I love that. And that's all because of Auntie Nay's house. You know, she teaches love. And she is all about love. Just love, love, love. I got goosebumps. Just love.
Well, thank you
all
again.
Right, Miss Auntie Nay. I told you. I told you you were somebody special.
Amen.
And it took your friends.
Well, I
to
think
call
it's folks like we just heard Ms. Dre speaking. That's the specialty. They're the ones that's special. I just give everybody the means to show that specialness.
Okay, Ms. Dre, are you done? You okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Dre. I didn't think you were going to. I sent the word out there. I'm glad you called in. Good. I'm thankful. You have a good evening, hon.
Okay. And we're going to take a commercial. When we come back, I will ask you, Auntie Nay, if you will give us what you would like us to take away from your conversation here tonight. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook. On tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cooke. You can find me at CarlaCook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about helping the helpless. And my guest tonight has been Auntie Nay, who has a phenomenal organization that does a lot of things for a lot of people. She's feeding them, she's clothing them, she's taking care of their children, and she's starting opening a house for, you know, where you can go and get some medication or whatever you need. Auntie Nay is trying to help you to get it. And we appreciate her for that. And right now, before we go, I want to ask Auntie Nay, is there anything that you want to leave us with?
I think the greatest thing I can leave anybody with is what my husband once said before he passed away. The greatest gift you can be given in life is life itself. And if you've got that, then you can give everything else to anybody. And with that, you can change the world. Because none of this can you take with you.
That's true.
And with that concept and that understanding, well, if I've got a can of tomato paste, I'm going to add some water to it and make some tomato soup and share that. And if and I need to, I can add a little more water to it and make tomato juice. And I'll share even more of that. But if I can take what little bit I've got and share it with somebody, then that little bit that they've got, they add to that, we can keep sharing. And we can make sharing and loving and caring an epidemic. And that's the kind of spread I need to see go around this world. Let's make those things the epidemic.
Okay, I like that, and it's for sure. I'm going to have to make my way over there on Yellowstone and see this organization and how it goes about, because you're just doing phenomenal things, and I know that your friend is not the only one that wants to sing your praises. I already know that. But I thank you for being on my small show, you know, because I'm just
Miss White. I'm honored. I am so honored. And again, the doors are open over there. I say from one person to 80 people. If you make your way on that cornerstone of Yellowstone, don't expect a Salvation Army of St. Vincent de Paul. But if you can respect and love, you'll find all of the above. Called love, and that goes for you too, Miss White. Come on down through there and get a little Auntie Nay's love.
Yes, I definitely had to come through, and I'd like to thank my callers who called in and asked a question or made a comment, and I thank my listeners, those of you that didn't make a comment or ask a question, but you listened. I appreciate you calling in as well. And again, I thank you, Auntie Nay, for being on the show. And I'd like to tell my all my listeners, have a great weekend. And again, I say, if you don't want to go for the ride, don't get in the car. And with that, I'll say, have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Thank you. Much love, Auntie Nay.
Thank you. Okay, Auntie Nay.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you go, can you give me, I'm sorry, give out your number one more time.
313-808-8940. Again, 313-808-8940. And we're at the cornerstone of Yellowstone, 12028 Yellowstone Street.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have a good evening, everyone.
Have a blessed evening, Miss White. Good night.
You too.